This is an ABC podcast.
Yama, Rudingaya. Hey, I'm Rudy. Welcome back to Little Yarns, a podcast where we listen to the sounds of country and hear some of Australia's first words. Today, we're heading to Kulili Nation in outback Queensland. We're going to meet Toby for a smoking ceremony, and he'll share the Kulili word for strong.
Dalimora, Rudy. Dalimora, kids. Welcome to Kulili country.
Hey, Toby.
Hello.
Hello.
You're just in time for the smoking ceremony.
Oh, Thiripu.
It is where an elder has leaves smoking on a kulamon, and the elder either walks past us and blesses us with the smoke, or we walk through the smoke with the elder standing by. It makes me feel happy. It makes me feel that I'm protected by my ancestors.
Yeah, whenever I come back to country, we stop here, just past Lake Bindigully. It's the first sign we're home. We pull up and let country and the ancestors know we're here. They're the source of our strength. And that's the word I want to share with you today. Ginni. It means strong in Kulili. Can you say ginni?
Ginni?
Ginni.
Ginni.
Nice one. We cleanse ourselves in the smoke. It's a way to clear our spirit. We make sure we're only bringing good things with us back onto our homelands. It's also a time where you can introduce yourself to country. You can say, this is my name and this is why I'm here. I let country know that I look after her while I'm here, and I ask that she looks after me in return.
Hi, Kulili ancestors. I'm Claudia, and my tribe is Wadjigan. This is my brother.
My name is Roy.
We are from Beluan community, which is like an hour drive from Darwin City, and yeah.
Hey, my name's Kevin, and my family's from the Wiradjuri mob.
My name is Chantel, and I am a proud Wiradjuri Darug Jarjan. I'd like to extend my uttermost respect to our ancestors who watch over us and guide us in continuing to protect and care for what always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Dalimora Kulili country. I'm really excited to learn here.
And you know what? Now we've done that, we've got all our old people looking after you. All our ancestors are walking with you while you're here.
You make me feel happy, safe and proud.
Yeah, it's so nice to feel a part of something bigger than you. It makes you strong.
It makes you ginni.
That's it. What makes you feel strong?
Being with my family makes me feel strong, loved and happy.
We need food to keep us strong and healthy.
Going out hunting and like fishing makes me feel strong because like when I get something, it makes me feel proud of myself and like, especially if it's a big fish and I pulled it in all by myself, it makes me feel so strong.
After you pulled it in, you feel great.
Having little yarns with you fellas and learning our languages makes me feel extra strong.
That's deadly. There are so many ways to be ginni.
Be strong emotionally.
Your like mind is strong.
Also, think positive.
By not listening to negativity.
Yeah, when I first think of ginni, I think of the strength of our people. Not just Kulili people, but all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We've walked this country for thousands of years and we're still here. We're so strong.
Yeah, proper ginni.
This land is ginni too. Kulili country is where the red dirt starts. And all around the lake are burnt orange sandhills and beautifully cracked clay pans. You can see emus and kangaroos cruising across them at top speed.
Oh, can we run across it too?
They make it look easy, but your feet get covered in prickles.
Oh, they must have ginni feet. Toby, when you told me we were going to the outback, I didn't think there'd be this much water. It's like we're in the desert and a wetland at the same time.
Yeah. People think there's no water out here because it looks so dry. But we have underground channels and springs of fresh and salt water It's another source of our strength, and it brings so much life to the country. Ah, here they come now.
I can see birds.
Ah, a pelican.
Oh, there's one, there's one.
I always kind of forget they can come this far inland.
This lake is called Bindigully now, but we know it as Dinnever Lakes. This is my great-grandfather, Willie Dinnever's country. Our family would come here hunting for birds, especially black swan eggs.
In my country, I go hunting for Bermondi. But they're so beautiful and they're big and tasty.
When you're strong on the inside, that's something that can never be taken away. We can't build that on our own, though. We build that strength with others, with our families and with our mobs.
When I want to feel really yearny, I like to sit down and have a cup of tea with my mum.
I love my aunties and my mum.
My family, that's what makes us strong.
Yeah, listening and learning from each other makes us strong, especially learning from our old people, from our mums and dads, from our uncles and aunties, and even our friends. That's what being Guinea means to me, helping each other to be the best we can be. So we're Guinea together.
I feel more Guinea already. Thanks so much for welcoming us onto Kalali Country, Toby. It's such a special place.
Thanks for yarning with us, Toby.
No worries. I'll catch us next time.
Bye. See ya.
Yalu.
See ya.
I love smoking ceremonies. I feel so good afterwards. I feel really...
Guinea.
Exactly. Guinea, which means strong in Kalali language. Let's go visit Toby again next week for another little yarn. I'll catch you later. Yalu. This little yarn was recorded on Cubby Cubby, Gadigal, Dharawal and Larrakia Nations, featuring the sounds of Kalali Country, with original music by Bunuba producer Vincent Goodyear. Thanks to our guest Toby Adams and to all the Deadly Kids on today's episode. Our producers are Samia Bella and Marie Yulu. Supervising producer is Emma Gibbs, and our engineer is Nathan Turnbull. Little Yarns is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. Free from your app store.